Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Northeastern University is asking the Pentagon to reinstate its tuition assistance program for active duty military members, a program suspended due to the federal government shutdown. The university has stepped in to fill the funding gap, which otherwise could have forced about 24 service members to withdraw when classes begin later this week at Northeastern. For more, we're joined this morning by Michael Armini, Senior Vice President of External Affairs at Northeastern. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
Tell us how many students are affected by this, and how much assistance were they expecting before the shutdown?
Well, we have over 100 students who are active duty servicemen and women. We think about 24 would have been affected by this because their courses were scheduled to start slightly after the shutdown, which is later this week. And to some extent, I guess it's not about the amount of dollars. It's just the fact that they would have experienced the disruption in their education had we not stepped in.
Has the school heard from any of these students? And if so, what are they telling you?
Well, we heard about this whole situation late Friday. We immediately got in touch with all of the students to let them know that Northeastern would step in and cover the costs until the Defense Department restored this funding. And so we've heard a lot of positive comments from the students who feel like, you know, they were upset to hear that the funding would be disrupted, but they're happy to know that we're going to, you know, come through with the funds.
So you then don't expect any of the students to withdraw from current programs because of the government shutdown. You expect all of them will show up for class?
No, we don't expect anyone to withdraw. In fact, that was one of the most important points, is we wanted to make sure that they didn't have any disruptions whatsoever. The key, though, is that not every active duty service member goes to Northeastern. So we want to make this more of a national campaign and make sure that anyone who's an active duty member of the military at any university is able to continue their education.
As I understand it, Northeastern has written to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel asking him to reinstate the funding. What response so far, if any, from the Pentagon?
Well, we got that letter off over the weekend. We expect to hear back today. The president of Northeastern, President Aoun, is in Washington today, and so we'll be working on the issue down there with our congressional delegation and with some of the advocacy groups we work with. But we're really hoping that this can be restored. As you and some of your listeners may know, over the weekend, some of the military academies played their football games, and so they're able to find funding for some important priorities. We think this is one of them.
Let me ask what happens in the long run. Northeastern has found the money to cover the lack of federal funds in the short run, but what happens to these students, or what happens to military students, so to speak, in the long run if this shutdown drags on for a lot longer?
Well, to be honest, we're hoping the shutdown doesn't drag on much longer. Like all universities, Northeastern has federal funding streams both for research and student aid, but we're committed to standing by the students. You know, these particular students have served the country. They stood by us, and we think we have an obligation to stand by them.
Vice President Armini, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate your time, and good luck.
Okay, thank you, Bob.